What's up? Welcome back to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin, and I'm here with Mia Khalifa.
Hello.
Has replaced everyone else on the show. The only...
Who do you need?
No one, apparently. Dylan is sick and might roll in here at any moment. We don't know where Dan is. He's just been abandoned. It's just you and me.
This is basically a date, not a podcast.
So we're just going to talk about sports on this date. It's going to get real. Micah even has a microphone today. That's how lacking we are. We've given the producer a mic.
We have one to spare.
Before we get into it, check out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. We've got both an Apple and Android app you can download in the respective stores. All kinds of great brands on Man Outfitters, Travis Matthew, Yeti Apparel, we got Coolers, Mizzen and Main, Cole Haan, Costa. Get on Man Outfitters, use the code BDC10 for 10% off your entire order on manoutfitters.com. BDC10 is in Backdoor Cover. That is it. Let's start with the NBA.
Wait, y'all got Vineyard Vines now too, right?
We do.
That's
we
exciting.
Do. We have Vineyard Vines on Man Outfitters, which was a huge get.
I was shopping on there the other day and noticed that.
So get on there and check that shit out, Vineyard fans. On to the NBA.
Yeah.
Weird sports week for us to have this podcast.
It's been very quiet aside from this Boogie trade.
Well, there a couple trades. There's only NBA stuff basically though.
Yeah.
So if you're not into the NBA, it's going to be a rough week.
Just turn this podcast off.
Yeah,
but rate us and subscribe first.
There you go. Leave us a 5-star rating and subscribe, then you can leave. But yeah, okay, let's start with Boogie Cousins to the Pelicans. NBA All-Star weekend's going on. Boogie's he played 2 minutes in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
So clearly something was going on. Rumors were swirling that he was going to be traded. And then immediately after the game, during his presser, he's told that he's been traded to New Orleans.
Do you think that that is actually how he found out? Or do you think like his agent gave him some like forewarning before he was thrown?
I believe that's how he found out.
That is so sad. He deserves so much more respect than that.
The whole situation is really sad.
Like, I don't know how this trade went through, first of all. I've had more legitimate trades in fantasy football that got vetoed.
Dude, it's crazy to me, especially considering that this is a league where the former commissioner, David Stern, used to straight up axe trades because he saw them as not, what was the phrasing he used? Basketball appropriate or whatever the fuck. But this is one that David Stern would not have let go through.
Yeah.
And I mean, people were pulling up like, you know how on NBA 2K17 you can do like trades or whatever in your career mode?
Yeah.
People couldn't even get this trade to go through
on a video game.
It's
so shady. I don't know how it went through. I like Adam Silver.
Oh, he's
awesome.
I like
him.
I think he's the best commissioner in sports.
Oh, me too. 100%. But I don't know. I have...
For basketball reasons... That's what David Stern used to say when he didn't like a trade.
Just for basketball reasons?
That he couldn't let it go through for basketball reasons.
Yeah, the quote from Stern was, he did cite, quote, basketball reasons. The only...
What does that even mean?
The only differentiation there was, at the time, the NBA owned the New Orleans franchise.
Right.
So he sort of was an owner in the trade, which he isn't, which Silver isn't here, but
I didn't know that. That's really interesting.
I Mia brought in coffee, and it's cold brew, and I've never had this before.
Oh, he's on the cold brew committee now.
Shit,
CBC.
This is intense. I might just pass out in the middle of this recording. I don't know.
Sponsor us, Starbucks.
So we're going to see Anthony Davis and Boogie Cousins playing together, which is terrifying. But they don't have anyone else on their team, so it's not that big of a deal this year. It will be fun to watch them play together, but they're not going to beat anybody that matters.
I don't like this Kentucky reunion.
Yeah. And
I'm not about it.
They didn't play together at the same time.
No, they didn't. So I don't know why people are making such a big deal out of it. Like, yes, they have the same alma mater. Well, no. They didn't graduate. So
it still counts, right?
No.
You don't call it your alma mater if you didn't graduate?
No.
Oh.
You can only call it that if you were graduated by them.
Okay.
They also can't retire your jersey unless you were graduated.
Oh, damn. I did not know that rule.
Steph Curry at Davidson cannot have his jersey retired.
Good. Good.
You petty fuck. I love it.
I hate stuff. But, I mean, good for the city of New Orleans, I guess. These guys don't really strike me as being cut from the same cloth. Like, Boogie is a bad dude.
Yeah.
He will fight you or anyone, and he'll fight anyone in his own family.
Oh,
I feel like he'd hit
most,
his grandma.
Technicals,
yeah,
and
gets.
He just leads the league in being a hard ass, and
yeah, he's pretty terrifying.
Yeah,
he's a
he's
big,
like the
scary
Grayson
dude.
Allen of the NBA.
And then Anthony Davis is this big, gentle giant with a unibrow, which I love that guy. And by the way, he dropped a record amount of points in the All-Star game, like 52 points, I think.
He went in there saying, I want to be the MVP of the All-Star game. And he did it. Good
for
him.
Which is good, because every time a member of the host city's team attempts to get All-Star MVP, they end up blowing it. I remember when Yao Ming did this when we had it in Houston, and it was just a disaster. And everybody's trying to get him the ball. He can't fucking score. He can't hit a shot to save his life. For Anthony Davis did it, finally. Made it look good to try to get All-Star MVP.
I don't think anyone else really wanted it.
Well, he put up like 40 shots. Westbrook very clearly was the only other person who really wanted it.
Yeah.
He is easily the most competitive dude in the league at this point, I think. I don't think anybody could argue with that. Like, the second he came off the bench and got into the game, he was going insane. He's fucking nuts. We got the whole alley-oop from Durant to Westbrook moment.
Everybody creamed their pants collectively when that happened. Like, that's all everyone was watching the All-Star game for. That's the only reason I was watching the All-Star game.
Twitter went insane.
Yeah.
But as a whole, overall, I have to say that it was one of the worst, least entertaining All-Star games I've seen, and that All-Star weekend has just continued to go downhill. If basically at this point, if the dunk contest doesn't go well, which it did not this year, did you watch it?
It was awful.
So I didn't watch it at all. I was at a wedding.
It hasn't been good since, I would say, and
last
this is
year
just
was
because
good.
I'm young, since, fuck, I'm blanking, Cheeto.
Cheeto?
He looks like a Cheeto.
Oh, Blake Griffin.
Yeah, since Blake Griffin jumped over IKEA.
That was shit. That was a terrible
dunk. Oh, come on.
Dude, those were the worst years to me.
Those were good years for me.
Blake Griffin, Dwight Howard, Nate Robinson, like 4-year stretch there was hell. I hated all of that. It was all gimmicks. It was all like putting on.
It was basically the Holocaust.
If I had to watch Dwight Howard climb into a telephone booth and put on a Superman costume and come out and do another dunk, I was going to hang myself. Those were terrible. Last year was great. When you get guys who are pure dunkers and they pull it off, it works, but it's tough. Like this year, I was at a wedding, didn't see it live, but Twitter gives you everything you need to know.
Oh yeah, 100%. You did not need to watch it live.
You get every highlight on Twitter like 2 minutes after it happens.
Yeah.
And there weren't very many highlights, and it was mostly the entire internet bitching about how trash the dunk contest was. Everybody's missing dunks. There was a drone involved.
Oh, my God. That was terrible.
And that backfired. I mean, everything about it has just become a total laughingstock. And, like, Mia, one of your points was, like, how tough it is in any sport to pull off a successful, like, All-Star Weekend / Pro Bowl / And it really is. I think Major League Baseball is really the only one doing it in a way that people still care about.
I'm not saying this just because I love hockey, but the NHL puts on a very good All-Star weekend.
And I feel like that's so lost on me.
Yeah, but it's because hockey players don't care about getting injured. They will go hard during the All-Star game. They will board each other against the wall. They will play defense. It is really exciting to watch an NHL All-Star game.
So for me and the other people who are not hockey people, that are me and all the other huge pussies of the world, what else goes on during NHL All-Star weekend?
They have a celebrity game, and this year we were fortunate Bieber got checked by and their celebrity game is a mixture of celebrities who know how to ice skate and also former players, so it's kind of not fair.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But I like
there
that.
Aren't enough celebrities that are into hockey.
Yeah, that's funny.
So they have to balance it out. But, another exciting highlight from the NHL All-Star game. Snoop Dogg was the MC, and I guess no one checked with him and the producers about his tracks. And on national television on NBC Sport, the N-word, the B-word, every single word from
all
every
the
Snoop
words.
Dogg song was flying around on live air, and it was hilarious to watch producers scramble.
When I think of the NHL and when I think of hockey, I mostly think of Snoop Dogg. So that makes perfect sense. Like, those two things go together like peas and carrots, you know? Snoop Dogg and hockey.
Like gin and juice?
Yes, there you go.
That was the song he played when all the players were coming out.
Okay, which brings me to a really... Thank you. This just reminded me of something. One of the worst things about NBA All-Star Weekend that makes it truly... It's some of the most cringeworthy moments in, I guess we can call it part of sports history for me in my whole life, is the performances.
Yeah. Like, why is John Legend playing All of Me during the All-Star game?
First of all, don't make John Legend play the NBA All-Star game. He's way better than that. He's too good for that. Do not put John Legend out there I don't know how much they paid him.
I agree with you.
But he shouldn't be out there.
I agree with you. Honestly, he's such a sports fan. And I know this from following his wife on Snapchat and her like constantly rolling her eyes when he watches sports. He probably did it just to be at the All-Star. Yeah.
I mean, which is fine, but he needs to realize he's better than that and not put himself in that position. If you want to roll DJ Khaled
out there, you have an Oscar.
That's fine. Put DJ Khaled on stage. Let him make an ass of himself. He was yelling out Miami over and over. The thing was in New Orleans. The guy doesn't even know what city he's in. He's a disaster. Part of the problem is that a performance in an NBA stadium during an NBA game like that, nobody gets hyped. Nobody stands up. Nobody cares. Nobody's fucking even watching, paying attention.
Yeah.
And he's up there like, let's go, Miami. Hello, Miami. And everyone in the crowd just like, this motherfucker again. It's awful.
I know Dan's not here, so I'll play contrarian for just a minute.
Please do.
I think part of why the All-Star game stinks is because the stuff around it is so much better than the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Like Sunday night, I was sort of watching, but I TiVo'd the thing. I watched the introductions with the Roots. It was really good.
It was the best intro ever.
And then, like, the crowd is standing during the intros, and then as soon as the game tips, the entire stands just sit down.
Yeah.
And then I just fast-forwarded to halftime. I watched John Legend, and I'm not against the conspiracy theory that they got John Legend so he and his wife could be sitting courtside and they could just show her on TV.
Well, Jay-Z and Beyonce were there.
And then Jay-Z, that was funny, during the national anthem, everybody's standing at attention, and then halfway through they showed Jay-Z and Beyonce, and people just started roaring.
Yeah, that was inappropriate. It's bad timing by that cameraman.
It's kind of funny. I don't know. I think the NBA does a pretty good job with that stuff.
Do you think it's inappropriate to yell during the national anthem?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
I think it's inappropriate to distract everyone in the stadium and watching on TV from the national anthem by showing Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't be. I love the cities that have the traditions of being like crazy during the national anthem. In Chicago, don't they do it with the Bears stadium? I want to say...
Well, the Dallas Stars, when they do the national anthem, whenever they say stars in the lyrics, everyone yells stars. And in D.C., whenever... Because our thing is Rock the Red.
Okay.
When the Rockets red glare, everyone yells red.
At Rockets games, we do, during the Rockets red glare, we just yell, you know,
profanities?
No. we don't yell any specific words. We just make noises with our mouths. Anyway, I mean, I just... It felt like, and I want to, also, Micah, you brought up the Roots. They were awesome.
The Roots are always awesome. That's like a given.
So I want to make sure that they're not included in the musical performances.
They are also too good for the All-Star game.
Yes. But also, I feel like they're like America's fucking, you know, backup dancers at this point. Like, they just do, which night, late night show were they on?
Jimmy
Fallon.
Fallon, yeah.
I always mix up Kimmel and Fallon.
Same. I was going to say Jimmy Kimmel.
In my old age, I just get confused.
They share the same first name.
They do.
Yeah.
It's Jimmy, you know, I'm going senile.
Well, the one, sorry to step on you, the one thing that we did miss, or that we haven't talked about that was perfect, was Joe Jonas's band.
Who?
And his incredibly terrible performance.
What the shit?
Yeah, what happened to him?
He's a terrible singer,
I think he's
apparently
going through an existential crisis.
I don't know. There's video of it on TotalFratMove.com if you want to check it out. It's one of the worst live performances I've ever seen.
By the way, shout out Total Frat Move for posting the video of the Florida State quarterback throwing a football over the Pike House.
Oh, yeah.
That was exciting for me.
Check that out, too.
Yeah. Rate it, like it, share it.
The Joe Jonas performance somehow worse than DJ Khaled, which is very tough to do.
Congratulations, Joe Jonas.
We can move on from All-Star
Weekend.
You've
disappointed America.
But just a disaster. So yesterday evening, Tuesday evening, I don't know what day you're listening to this, but yesterday evening, Tuesday evening, Magic Johnson is named what, president of basketball operations or something like that title for the Los Angeles Lakers. Mitch Kupchak is out. Somebody else is out. They bring in Rob Pelinka, Kobe's agent.
Kobe's next.
James Harden's agent, Eric Gordon's agent. This guy's the new GM. Immediately, Magic Johnson trades away Lou Williams to the Rockets for Corey Brewer and a first-round pick, unprotected first-round pick. Ooh. Good trade for both sides because Corey Brewer is not worth anything, but the Lakers need picks, and they get a first-round pick out of this, an unprotected first-round pick, and the Rockets get Lou Williams, who's better than Corey Brewer, which is nice because Corey Brewer was, I think, shooting like 23% from behind the arc on the Rockets this season. You got to be able to make a three-pointer to be on the Rockets. And hopefully Lou Williams, who has been mentioned in a Drake song. So
Wait, which one?
Six Man.
And what are the lyrics? Can you rap them?
I'm not going to rap them, but...
Can you say them like Alex Trebek?
He says, like I'm... Yeah, I'll do that. Like I'm Lou Will.
That's it?
That's it.
I need context.
He says that a lot. That's all you get. No context. But Magic Johnson... I like this a lot because he is, while one of the most respected basketball players of all time, inarguably one of the best players of all time, great dude by all accounts.
Yeah.
Has HIV, has been a huge... Well, Micah hates when I'm saying this.
Allegedly.
But no, it's important. It's important. He's been a huge symbol of the ability to survive and thrive.
He has
as
had
a guy
an
with
entire
HIV.
Episode of South Park. Made for him. He's made it. Like, he
that
is.
That is true.
Yeah.
Wasn't it that he like, melts down money and that's
no,
how he's
he
surviving?
Blends up money and drinks money. $1 million every single day, and right. That's how he stays alive.
The joke on South Park is that you can only...
The cure
only
for
way
HIV
survive.
Is $1 million a day. Just drinking it.
But all that said about Magic, he's not the brightest crayon in the box. And if you follow him on Twitter, you know what I'm talking about. He is one of the worst... follows on Twitter, sports or not sports.
Does he run his own Twitter?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty clearly.
Oh.
If if somebody else is being paid to run that account, that is the worst employee in the world because his tweets are terrible. His takes are terrible. People were digging up some of his old tweets yesterday after he got named head of basketball operations for the Lakers, and it was stuff like, Rajon Rondo immediately makes the Dallas Mavericks a contender for an NBA championship. Like,
oh, no. That's some Stephen A. level bullshit.
Just wildly inaccurate takes. I mean, the guy... I had to unfollow him.
Shut up.
And if I'm unfollowing you and you're an NBA legend...
Yeah.
Then you must be doing something horribly wrong on Twitter.
I kind of want to follow him now just to see these... Someone asked me... Like, someone... Well, I get this a lot, that people think that someone runs my Twitter. Like, with all of the... awful and terrible and offensive things I say, whoever runs my Twitter should be fired, and I think I should be fired from my own Twitter.
Dude, if you think your Twitter is bad, go look at Magic's. It'll make you feel
Jimmer
so good.
Jimmer Fredette of BYU, he is the real deal. Didn't he last like a season in the NBA and then went back to the D League? I do remember him playing in the NCAA championship, and that was like insane to watch.
Okay, we've got Magic's old tweets pulled up here. Yeah, so he's awesome trade for the Thunder. Dion Waiters can catch and shoot and also create his own shot. Just what the Thunder need.
Oh my God.
I'm impressed with the Chicago Bulls starting Rondo, Butler, Wade, and MCW off the bench. They have the third best group of guards in the league. ...
The only way San Antonio or Miami don't win the championship is if neither team makes the finals?
That's a good example of one that just proves that this man is not working with a full set of tools. Like,
he didn't play in the NFL. How does he have so many concussions?
Well, this hasn't been deleted? Why is that? Why is a tweet, the only way San Antonio or Miami do not win the NBA championship is if neither one makes the finals?
That's not even a take. That's just like common sense.
That's just
like no shit.
That's just a fact. Like you can't win the championship if you don't make the finals.
The Bucks just acquired the next Jason Kidd and Michael Carter Williams.
That's just.
I love Okafor because he's won a state championship in high school, NCAA title at Duke, and he can bring that championship pedigree to the Lakers. Oh my God.
Yeah. So Irvin's in charge of the Lakers now, which is. Sad for Lakers fans. Good for everybody else in the Western Conference. Moving on from Magic, I feel like we've ragged on him enough. Do we have any other NBA shit that we want to talk about?
I just had one thing. I was listening to the Vertical podcast with
Woj.
Well, actually with Mannix, and he had Woj on. And Woj said that he believes that if the All-Star game was somewhere other than New Orleans this weekend, then Boogie Cousins might be on that team because Lottie Divac is it was so much easier for him to meet with somebody in person. Which is just like the saddest thing I've ever heard someone say about someone running a team.
Divac openly admitted on a microphone during a press conference that he had a better offer 2 days before. Which I don't think I've ever seen a GM. Wow. Even if you did, you don't admit that. You don't admit that.
It didn't make sense. Is he throwing the owner under the bus? Is he throwing himself under the bus for not getting the
it
deal done?
Like
I don't
himself,
know.
But he was like, I'm going to do a terrible Vlade Divac.
Oh, man.
There were outside circumstances. He was like, I cannot say, but there were things. Like, it was like he was trying to say that somehow something prevented this other deal that was better from getting done, but he never should have mentioned it in the first place. It just made him look terrible.
I'm afraid Lakers fans might be in for this ex-former player running the team having no idea what he's doing.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Dude, this doesn't work out. You can't just pull a random legend from the Hall of Fame, even if he was on your team. It just like name a whole bunch of guys who were former players who are fantastic at running programs. Pat Riley is the only one I can really think of that's had success.
Steve Kerr, he's smart. He's a smart guy.
Not a great GM, but he wasn't terrible.
I don't think we can move on from NBA without addressing the flat elephant in the room.
What's that?
The earth is not flat.
Holy shit, how did we almost miss
that? The earth is about as flat as my tits, Kyrie.
That is as good of an analogy as I could possibly come up with, so I don't feel the need to attempt to top that. But yes, thank you for remembering this. I cannot believe.
Oh my God.
It has been a few days. We've all had time to process this now. Do you think
this is
legit take?
I think he's serious because he was confronted about it and he had that look in his eyes like, do your research, you know, I said what I said. I believe what I believe.
Like he was genuine.
And that's what worries me. You got him to Duke!
I got a lot of shit for this on Twitter because I was like, I was being sarcastic in saying that if you have kids enrolled in Duke right now, you should pull them out.
Oh, no, I like that. I didn't see that, but I want to go back and retweet it.
Kyrie went to Duke. I'm doing air quotes.
Oh, yeah.
In the same way that he never went to class.
Exactly.
He was there for one semester.
Yeah, I think I said Duke needs to be slapped with an NCAA academic investigation.
Yes, I saw that.
Like, now, but for real.
But realistically, this is some shit you learn in like fourth grade.
Oh.
Oh.
Look who showed up.
Dylan and Dan have arrived.
What a lovely surprise.
While they get saddled up, let's continue to bash Kyrie.
Yeah.
That's some shit you learn in like fourth grade. So really more than Duke or anybody else being held responsible.
Who is benefiting from the conspiracy that the earth is actually flat? Like globe makers?
This is like a serious thing. Lots of people believe in this. I was getting hit up by people in my DMs like, dude, give it a read. Do some research.
No. Unfollow, block, report them. Find out who their employers are. Send them screenshots of those DMs.
I just don't get it. Like, what the belief that Kyrie has is that in Antarctica is an ice wall around the flat Earth. I think. What is it, dude? You have enough money. Go get a view of it. Take some fucking pictures of it. The edge of the Earth. We want to see it. I just don't know.
I mean,
Dylan,
and
Dan,
I'm all for
hello.
Conspiracy theories.
Hey guys,
I'm a believer in the fact that the moon is flat. But not the Earth.
Yeah,
you think the moon is flat?
With us,
no,
Mia.
I don't think the moon is flat. Kyrie, you're a fucking idiot.
I just don't understand how this got as big as it did. And part of me was like, okay, there's no way he really believes this. There's no way he really thinks the Earth is flat.
At first, I thought what he said was being taken out of context. So I had to go back and listen to the podcast he said it on.
Yeah.
It was not taken out of podcast. This motherfucker is serious about the earth being flat.
But then even after he was confronted about it and he said, like, go do your research and was being genuine, I was like, maybe there's a... But the thing is,
I just pity him at this
what
point.
What would the upside be, even if he did this for publicity purposes? It doesn't really work that way because it's like all publicity is good publicity, but when you come off as like an uneducated moron,
yeah.
I don't feel like that helps your brand.
Like the Cavs should just drop him at this point.
Have you considered that he might be trolling?
No, see, that was my first thought. So who was that soccer player? I think he's a goalie who is under investigation now for eating a pie, on national television because one of the betting odds.
Right? Yeah, it was
a bet that he would be caught eating on camera. Do you think this?
I don't think it's anything. I don't think it's a. It's,
I just don't want to believe
Kyrie Irving. I don't think he's trolling, but the thought did enter my mind when I saw the video of him. He was being interviewed about it.
So wait, you guys are all out on the Earth being flat?
Yeah,
because I could get down with that.
Yeah, dude. One of my buddies that I got into it with over the weekend the fucking Wolf, friend of Backdoor Cover. He apparently has had a crisis about the Earth being flat before. Apparently, he's back on the world being round.
Oh my god!
But at some point last year. It was when some other athlete came out with this, or a rapper.
It was B.O.B.
B.O.B. last year said that the Earth was flat and that he thought this.
It was this whole thing with Neil deGrasse Tyson that he had.
So he gets into this Twitter beef with Neil deGrasse Tyson. Anyway, apparently the fucking Wolf last year when this all went down had like a full 48-hour period where all he did was watch YouTube videos about the shape of the Earth and whether or not it could possibly be flat. And Jesus it became Christ. This thing that consumed his life. And he has since returned to reality that the Earth is round. But he apparently went through, like, I'm telling you, it's amazing how many people legit buy into this shit.
For the Earth that to be really flat, worries there me. There has to be an edge to it, right? Like, picture like a Frisbee. It has to be like a drop-off on the
to
other
To my understanding, yeah. Right? There has to be an end?
Why isn't there a picture of that?
This is like some shit that, like...
Well, who's been to the end of the Earth? No one.
Because there isn't an end. It's round.
These people have voting rights. Like, do we realize that?
Dude,
these people have voting rights.
That's a
and they can
good
buy
point.
Guns. This scares me more than people with mental disabilities being able to buy guns.
This is the kind of shit that it's like, people are like, how the hell did a reality TV star with no political experience get elected president? It's really not that outlandish when you think about
some
the fact that...
Some people think the Earth is flat.
I'm sorry. It was commonly accepted that the Earth was flat for like thousands of years.
Dude, no, not for thousands of years.
They also
for thousands of years.
No, he's right. Yeah.
The Greek mathematicians back in the fucking days of like Aristotle
Pope put the kibosh on that.
Proved this wrong.
The Vatican was like, oh, nah, Earth's flat. Oh my God. I get down with the Vatican. I'm sorry. I'm a good Catholic.
I am too.
Yeah. I am not. And I'm Baptist and we believe the Earth is round.
Wait, no, I wasn't agreeing with him that Catholics believe the Earth is round. We're not retarded.
No, I know. You were saying you're a good Catholic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're a shit Catholic if you don't fight for the Earth being flat. We don't have to... NFL, the Bears are shopping Jay Cutler.
Oh. I'm sure they're going to get a lot for that.
You think so?
A lot of offers. Because they don't think the Bears are going to cut him or anything.
Oh, my God. Dude, what is the name of Teddy Bush. Ex-New England Brewski? Patriot.
Brewski?
Teddy Brewski. I was about to say Buscemi.
Buscemi?
Buscemi? Mixing Steve Buscemi and Teddy Brewski. Okay. That moron on TV said that the Texans should not get Tony Romo if they have the opportunity. Now, he hasn't been let go yet.
Do you want him?
Fuck yes, dude. Over who?
Our
current quarterback is terrible.
The hell is wrong? No.
He's going to break.
That after this. Said that we shouldn't get Romo because it would affect Brock Osweiler's, like, it would mess with
confidence?
Him. Yes.
So, like, RG3 Kirk Cousins thing.
Brewski had this take. The Texans cannot get Romo because it will affect Brock Osweiler's confidence. How is he supposed to grow as a player?
I'm with that moron. I am with that moron.
Are we just going to overlook Tommy?
No. I'm with him.
No,
we're just going to completely
very
move on
Romo.
From Tommy Savage?
Yes, Tom why? Savage is dead.
Because fuck Tony Romo. That's why.
Dude, what?
Tony Romo.
Why do you love Tony Romo?
I'm an Eagles fan. I still like Tony Romo.
He's a good quarterback.
See, I have realized that I don't hate the Dallas Cowboys as much as I thought I did because they are much more palatable to me without Tony Romo starting at quarterback.
Oh, man.
He's a very likable character.
No, he's not. No, seriously. Fuck that motherfucker.
Why do you hate Romo?
I don't know.
Do you hate like his Pizza Hut hat? that he wears the blank, like,
I
navy
just don't,
blue hat.
I don't like the way he talks. That's like my favorite thing about looks. Him. I don't like the way he plays. I don't like the way he acts.
This is the first time I've heard someone have so much hate for Tony Romo.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no. And this is like, I went through, I had to like do some soul searching when I was actually enjoying watching Dallas Cowboys games this season.
Wow. Are Redskins like really unoriginal like the Eagles fans where they're like, Tony Romo? Like,
oh, no. I just go straight.
Best, every person in Philadelphia.
Best nickname in sports.
Tony Romo.
But I weirdly agree with you on the part about I found the Cowboys to be more, did you say palatable?
Palatable. Mm-hmm.
This season.
Yeah. Yeah. They were absolutely fun to watch. They
even
were
when
great.
They're kicking at.
They
like,
were yeah. fun to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind Dak, but I really, really don't like Ezekiel Elliott.
Are you a Cowboys fan? Oh, you're an Eagles fan. That's right, because you suck.
Well, one of the main reasons, people, Romo haters were Romo haters, is that he would be too, okay with a loss. You know what I'm, like, he'd be, like, way too upbeat in a post-game presser after a horrible, excruciating loss.
He also got a bad rap. Like, they always said, oh, another fourth quarter interception for Tony Romo. I think he had, like, more game-winning touchdowns than anybody in the NFL, like fourth quarter.
Aaron Rodgers?
He had some big moment meltdowns that led to that reputation.
He fumbled a snap in a field goal, like, for an extra point.
That
was
the great, one of the best moments of my entire
life. You shouldn't have even been in that scenario.
One of the best moments of my entire life. The Romo field goal fumble was just, like, I still, thinking about that right now, it just makes me happy.
Someone asked me if I would be a Redskins fan if they picked up Romo, and... No, I would be a Bucks fan.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, go Jameis Winston.
No, stop.
Come on. What? There's no way you hate Romo as much as you are letting on right now.
Nobody wants to be a Bucks fan.
You would like him if he was on your team.
No.
Yeah, you would.
I would be very sad.
I would take Romo in a heartbeat.
I would buy a custom Redskins Romo jersey just to burn it.
No, stop.
Dear God.
Would you rather have Romo or Tebow?
Why are those my only options?
How are those related options?
He ate guacamole with a spoon. Give me Romo. God damn it.
I'm just seeing himself? Like how far would she go like with her
Romo.
Hatred of Romo.
Oh, Romo.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Romo. All right,
another NFL news. Darrelle Revis allegedly knocked out two people in a Pittsburgh street fight. He got charged with all kinds of shit for this, like a terroristic threat.
What?
Assault. Well, first of all,
it's because the guy questioned whether or not it was actually him. Isn't that how it started?
I think you might be right.
I need some backstory on this.
It was like a bunch of white dudes fucking with him, and he knocked two of them out.
Okay. Yeah,
I think it started because he was hanging out with wherever he was. These guys were like, "Nah, you're not really Darrelle Revis." And he was like, "Yeah, I am." Like, nah, they like act like they didn't believe him.
And it came to blows?
Wow.
So first of all, a terroristic threat is something you get charged with that sounds way worse than it is.
So what is a terroristic threat?
Like, I'm going to blow up your house. Yeah, is that a terroristic threat?
Yes.
Okay.
But the only reason I know what this is because whenever I was going to court a lot back in the day, there would always be...
Wait, is that mugshot real?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There would always be people...
troubled youth.
There would always be people in court getting charged with this, a terroristic threat. Another guy with a terroristic threat. And I was like, fuck, there's a lot of terrorists in here, man. This is crazy. Like... All I got was caught with
weed. Build that wall.
Why am I in here with all these serious like felons? And it turns out that's not how it works. Like, even if you were like in a fight with your girlfriend and you were like, I'm going to fuck you up. Something as simple as that. That's a terroristic threat and you can be charged with that. So it's not as bad as it sounds. But Revis got charged with that, like a couple different kinds of assault.
That's pillow talk to me.
Anyway, is he... what? Is he retired now?
He's about to be. He's near the end of his career for sure.
Like, come on, man.
He lost a step.
Yeah, especially after this.
Hang up the cleats, bro.
No, not if he's getting paid.
Yeah, you got to keep taking.
You
got to
keep taking that paycheck.
Oh, speaking of getting paid, did you see what Allen Iverson said when he was asked if he would coach?
Yes,
he wouldn't coach anybody that made more money than him. Yeah,
what'd he say?
He said
he was like,
hell no, I'm not coaching any motherfucker that's making more money than me.
That's like almost exactly what he said.
I love you, Allen Iverson.
Dude, he really is like he is crushing the last couple years.
Well, he also gets a shit ton of money when he turns 50.
Yeah, I heard that. So what's the deal with that?
Because when he signed his deal with Reebok, whoever his agent was smart enough to have
good for him.
To know that Allen Iverson was going to blow it all gambling and doing like
good
all the shit
him.
He does. And the back end of his Reebok deal has all this money coming towards him when he's 50.
That makes me happy.
Genius.
Hell no, because I ain't coaching no motherfucker that make more money than me. How the hell am I going to tell them anything? Fair enough.
Isn't there like a 3-on-3 over 45 league that Ice Cube's trying to start or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I think who's playing in it?
Charles Oakley.
Yeah, they were getting Oakley for God. What is Ice Cube doing? The guy just run out of shit to do.
Money.
He's 3-on-3 league?
Just thought of this. Maybe that whole Charles Oakley thing in New York, maybe that was kind of like a publicity stunt for this league.
No.
I don't think so.
No, that was like just really
That's more too like much? An anti-publicity stunt for
on
James
the
Dolan.
Was sad.
The Knicks are just a trash organization. What is our obscure sports? How is... we're doing the obscure sports minute right now.
That's good.
You're going to lose me with these two sports.
It's about UFC?
Oh.
Apparently, yeah, no, I saw this.
Derek Lewis knocked out Ronda Rousey's boyfriend.
Travis Brown.
This said, where's Ronda Rousey's fine ass at?
Just God.
Wait, where did this go down?
Yeah. This was
like
over
the
weekend.
At the club or what?
No, in the cage.
In the cage.
I don't know.
Dude, UFC, you know UFC's lost. I didn't even know there was another UFC fight recently.
Me either.
So you know they've lost when
No, I mean, it's
know.
Like every few weekends.
Yeah,
it's,
I know. And they make like the biggest deal out of it. Like it happens twice a year, every few weekends. And like they lose me unless it's like really, really big names on
unless
the card.
Unless it's McGregor.
McGregor or...
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Whenever John Jones gets unsuspended...
Is that ever going to happen? Can he stop doing crack or coke
for long enough
to get back
in? Is
it crack or coke or is it PEDs?
It was PEDs. But
yeah.
He got busted for coke too.
But he got busted for...
See, you shouldn't even get suspended for that because like that's not helping you.
What he said though for the last suspension was that he was on Viagra or something. It was like some type of penile supplement. Yeah.
Well, I can see that. What if he slaps someone in the ring with his dick? Like that's an unfair advantage.
I mean, it's a weapon.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't be fighting in there with a boner.
No.
But Travis Brown, Ronda Rousey's boyfriend, has lost 3 straight fights. And Rousey's what, lost 2 straight? 3
yeah,
straight?
2 straight.
And this is all, they've all switched to the same coach, who's just a garbage coach.
Who is this person that's just coaching them to defeat?
Wait, Mike, what's his name?
Wow.
Rousey needs to...
They need to both leave him, because this dude like is a fake boxing coach, and he's just
Are you
worst.
Into UFC?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, you seem to know what you're talking about here.
Well, Rousey's pretty much done, right? Like, hasn't it...
She retired, right?
Didn't Dana White say she's probably never going to come back?
She probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
I think it's over. That last one was too depressing to watch. I can't see any shit like that again.
I would not... The excitement would not be there for me for another Ronda Rousey fight.
No, I'm not paying... Yeah. Dude, the last one, when she got the shit kicked out of her in like 34 seconds...
Yeah.
I paid $59.99 this, like... maybe a minute and a half before her actual fight started. So I didn't even see any of the other fights on the card.
It's usually like $150 for the whole
I
card,
paid 50,
right?
No, it's like $60.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I paid the full amount.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh shit, Ronda Rousey. And then she got pounded in 30 seconds. It was over and my money was gone. I was just like, oh, thanks a lot, Ronda.
I wanted to make a joke there. I wanted to make a joke there so bad.
Have we done our
I
weekly
see where
update
you gone
on
with it.
Floyd Mayweather and... McGregor?
No, we might as well talk about that. Apparently, it's becoming more...
I would pay $150 to see that.
Yeah, I would watch
I think
the
everybody
shit out
would.
Of that. Apparently, it's like a real possibility? I don't know. It's hard
to
tell.
More than likely to happen.
Do you think Mayweather... Yeah, I hope so.
This has gone back and forth so many times.
Because I know McGregor wants to do it, but Mayweather is like...
I mean, there's no chance McGregor can win that fight, right?
No, I think there is.
No.
There's a
chance. Everyone's like... Oh, he will get worked by Mayweather, but I think McGregor's like wiry and just kind of like unorthodox enough that he'd keep Mayweather on like his toes at
least.
The most guaranteed letdown in the history of sports if this actually happens.
No, I don't think so. I think because he's the best striker in UFC since like Silva. So like he doesn't have like boxing fast
hands.
He's
not a boxer though.
Have you ever watched Floyd fight?
Yeah, it's very...
No one can touch
it. It's not entertaining.
It's not.
It's really boring to watch.
Like he's not gonna. He's probably not gonna touch Mayweather. But he's. I think McGregor goes all 12 rounds. I don't think he gets knocked out.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Have you seen the picture of the Yeezys that are gonna be released next year? They're like giant dad shoes. They're worse than Steph Curry's Under Armours, and they're gonna be like $250. They're awful, and I'll probably still buy them. That's what this fight would be. It's like, I know this is going to be a huge letdown.
The perfect analogy. And the build up to that, I had no idea where you were going
this
with
is,
that.
It's
going to
be a huge letdown. I know it's going to be trash, but I'm still going to pay for it.
The thing is, though, it won't be worse than the Pacquiao Mayweather fight.
That was
like, you can't
so
get worse than that.
Bad.
I think
that
you can.
So bad.
You know how you get worse than that? You throw a guy in the ring who's not even a boxer.
No, that would be more entertaining.
Because it's McGregor.
He's not going to be able to land a fucking punch.
It's a spectacle. And I think when it's with Mayweather will be cocky enough that he might open himself up.
What are the odds that these guys have already made a deal behind closed doors to get this fight done, and this is all just continuous hype building?
Pretty high. Pretty high.
They're just boys.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. To me, I'm like...
They seem like they would hang around the same circles.
They're birds of a feather, for sure. They both blow money like crazy. They're both like the cockiest dude on the planet.
Doesn't Mayweather like carry a bag of like a duffel bag of $1 million cash at all times?
Yeah. You know what I would like for Floyd to do, like at some point in his life, if he's going to continue to be the most degenerate gambler on the planet? You know how everybody who gambles, bets on sports, tweets out their wins, but nobody's tweeting out a loss?
Yeah.
So Floyd will throw out that he like won, you know, placed a $50,000 bet that he won, or a $300,000 bet that he won, or whatever. He shows the betting ticket, and it's always exciting. I want to see the losses, because I know that dude has lost fucking huge bets before, and those are more exciting to me. I want to see
his losses. I want to see Michael Jordan's losses. I want to see Charles Barkley's losses.
I don't know if I even want to see Barkley's.
I don't want to see
Barkley's. I might be too depressed.
Oh my God.
He has like John Daly level gambling issues.
Jesus Christ.
But Jordan, I'd like to see.
Mm-hmm. Mayweather was in Houston for the Super Bowl, and just because he was in town, he bought billboards around the city. The money team.
Yeah, and he was putting up dude, in New Orleans, I think it was in this past weekend, over NBA All-Star weekend, they were just like putting up little fucking signs on the streetlights and shit.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't announcements for like some event like a party. It was just...
Yeah, he just had billboards because he was in town. Like
hey, we're here.
Did he ever read the Cat in the Hat?
Was that the thing he was supposed to do? Okay, yeah.
Like,
no,
he'll donate, like 50 Cent was going to donate like a few $100,000
if he could prove that
he read the Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, no, I do not believe that man could read like a good long sentence though, with one comma in it. Well, what else? I don't really have any other.
What was the other obscure sports minute? It was UFC and what?
I saw Daytona on there.
Daytona 500 is on Sunday. Do we have picks?
I can't even name a single driver.
I don't have a fucking pick.
You know that we were invited to this, right? Did I tell you that?
Is Dale Earnhardt
like full media credential thing?
Jimmy Johnson still
race? You know it's not a good sport when you turn down full media credentials to it.
Or you don't even tell me.
No, I did.
I didn't even know this.
I told you and I told Madison. Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
I did. Y'all are like, oh, cool.
Is Dale Earnhardt Jr. still a driver? That's my pick.
Y'all should dress up the way you dressed for your when you scroll over your picture on the Grand X site and go to that and your full media credentials.
Why are you even gonna bring that up? That picture of me is 6 years old and I look like
Ellen
look
DeGeneres.
Like, you look like Ellen DeGeneres.
I look like Ellen.
You look like a lesbian.
See, it makes
my heart so happy to know that your Twitter picture, your avatar,
legit,
is real.
Dude.
You should tell that story, Bill.
I've been to jail. No, I'm not gonna.
Oh, speaking of jail, I have a warrant out for my arrest.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, for what?
For?
I haven't registered my car since I graduated college.
Oh, so this is
solid.
That sounds like it could be an issue.
Yeah, so like 2013.
I got warrants.
I'm so excited.
You're such a criminal.
I know. I feel so badass.
I think I owe like hundreds of dollars to the state of Maryland for tolls.
What's that number you call to rat people out and you get paid for it?
That's
Do you know
thing.
What that number is?
No.
Yeah.
There's a
thing.
Rat line?
Crime Stoppers. I'm about to call Crime Stoppers on both you motherfuckers and get paid. Two people with warrants in the same room.
Yo, tolls in Maryland are expensive, though.
Yeah, like 95.
270 and the
all the way from like Philly to Florida, it's free to drive on 95 except the state of Maryland.
Yeah.
Okay, we've completely derailed. Let's take a minute to hear from some of our other podcasts here at Grand X Media.
You're sitting at your desk. You're bored. You're combing through spreadsheets wondering how the hell you're supposed to distract yourself. You know what the answer is to that? The Touching Base podcast.
You got time to kill, baby. Kill it with us, Touching Base. Just give us a shot to earn your business. I promise we will not let you down. Thank you.
Subscribe on iTunes.
Hey, Dudes Doing Business fans. Do you want to listen to a podcast that's co-hosted by a guy who recently was unemployed?
Of course you do.
We've got that for you because our new co-host is the recently rehired Dan Regester.
Straight out of the soup kitchen.
Riches to rags, richest stories abound, aplenty.
Come listen to the Inside TFM podcast.
It's a better comeback story than Jesus.
Every week, listen and subscribe on iTunes.
All right, we're back. We're going to take some hotline calls. The Backdoor Cover hotline number is 800-392-6344. That is 800-392-6344. Put that shit in your phone. Give us a call when you're drunk. You don't. I guess you don't have to be drunk. You could be sober.
We prefer you to be drunk, but you can be sober.
Or high or whatever you do. I don't know. No judgment. You know?
Just call us.
Just call us. 800-392-6344. Give us a question. Say your first name, your school, your city, whatever. And let's talk about some sports. Here's our first call this week.
Hey, what it is, BDC. This Crom Dog dropping some hot shit on your hotline. It's just that time, dig? Yeah, I know football over. That's disappointing. My God, it's the best time of the year for some money, boy. Not only we got hella hoops going off, we got hockey, which go from nice to tight as fuck with some greenbacks on it, and baseball coming too, which is the GOAT gambling sport after All-Star break. That's facts. What's the point, though, dog? That's what you're asking. I know. Anyway, I'll tell you, bro, we looking at an opportunity to get them stacks up. Who are you going to call, though? Hurt! You already know.
Did he bark?
You That's already awesome. Know. You already know? Yeah, they all know. Hurt! Expert. Rookie. Boy, you a pussy unless you drop fat stacks and you get hot nookie, legit as it get if you trying to get a suck job. No stings here when you drop a couple bucks, dog. Watch paper to a real hit of everything. Making sports funner and a perk for your jingling. Make that ass clap when I draw a hot hand. If she know you gamble, then she do a rubber band dance. One spot popping when you got them sports needs. Listen up, brother. You want to get your style clean? Put it in the browser. MyBookie.ag. Hey, they got it going on like Eddie Murphy and Raw. You trying to get that DiCaprio money? Get a click away, dig? Once you get loaded, though, you got to check Man Outfitters. They got the new vineyard vine threads. They clean, they hot, they everything you need.
That's amazing.
Anyway, this big love from the dog at DJ Crom Dog. BDC, get it, boys. Y'all the real. Dog out. Hurt.
All right, what disturbs me more than anything is that
the plugs.
DJ Crom Dog prepares more for this podcast than anybody in this room.
No, like, that was legit really good.
He put more work into that rhyme to those bars that he just spit than I have in the last couple months
that
at my job.
That was really good.
How is he not on like payroll?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was awesome.
He needs a cut of whatever sales y'all make on or Man Outfitters.
Yeah. The guy is just...
He plugs all of our shit.
He's the best listener, I think, probably to any podcast or radio show
he's
in the United States.
He's the best hype man y'all got.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
There's yeah, not much that bark, that DMX he's, bark.
He's doing the fucking X bark.
Man, well, he's a Crom Dog. He's got a bark.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to hire him to just follow us around the bar.
Oh, my God.
Just spitting rhymes?
Just Where is he rhymes. From?
We don't know.
I have no idea.
Really? Even like, y'all...
Like, this dude is on Twitter as DJ Crom Dog.
No, I got to find him and follow him.
I read every tweet as if he was rapping it.
Yes.
I'm going to now, too.
God, he's incredible. Shout out to DJ Crom Dog.
Shout out DJ Crom Dog.
Always keeping us entertained.
If you make it to Austin ever, man, we'll get you in the booth.
Yeah, come have a beer.
Oh, he follows me.
There you go.
Of course he does.
Of course he follows you. He's DJ Crom Dog. He's a fucking backdoor cover mascot.
I'm gonna
make his day and follow him back.
I'm gonna bark at him.
Do it. Roof. All right, next call.
Hey guys, Devin from Clarkson University. Quick question. Give me the hot take. Best postseason in sports, NHL Finals, NBA Finals, baseball in October, or the NFL playoffs? That's all I want to know.
I'm extremely biased here, and I think the NBA
it's
playoffs.
It's not the NBA.
I think it's the NBA playoffs.
It's not the NBA.
Then what is it?
What was the question? I don't
understand. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't paying attention.
Best postseason in sports. Major League Baseball, NFL playoffs,
so you just,
NBA
you
playoffs.
So you really like watching your team maybe get to the Western Conference Finals and then lose to the Warriors?
Dan, answer the question.
Again, I'm going to... Yeah, go ahead.
It's either hockey or baseball.
Thank you.
Hockey,
I was going to say
hockey. Hockey is really, really
it's
good.
It's a whole other sport than regular season hockey. The rules are actually different. The rules are different in playoff hockey.
Right.
Bill, how many NBA teams make the playoffs? I feel like it's half the league.
16.
If the Wizards make it, you yeah. know every
There's
team
more
makes
teams
it.
That make the playoff in the NBA than there is that don't make the NBA.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's Sims not. And hockey, too.
What?
There's 14 teams that don't make yeah. the NBA playoffs. There's
Holy
16
shit.
That make it.
Yeah.
That's obnoxious.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I feel like it lasts like 3 months.
It does. I know, but I love it.
I mean, hockey does too, but.
Yeah. I also love that too.
Like a hockey game, just the intensity for like a playoff hockey game.
Why does hockey seem like the season lasts 11 months? It seems like it lasts kinda forever.
It does. There's 84 games.
It goes from October to like June.
Okay. I never know when it starts.
It's definitely baseball.
I tend to agree. It's probably baseball.
I just don't like baseball.
What I like about baseball and hockey's postseasons in particular is that I don't give a shit about the regular season of hockey.
But you
I don't
can
have
jump
a team.
In
but I can jump in and it's exciting.
Yeah.
Like every game is fucking crazy. There's a last year I feel like it was when there was like a ton of overtimes, like over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
I was all in on that shit and losing
money. And with
money.
The new overtime rules?
What are the new overtime rules?
3-on-3.
Oh, damn.
Wait, what? For what?
Wait. What sport are you talking about? I'm talking
hockey.
About hockey.
Yeah.
Talking about
hockey. Yeah. Yeah, we're good.
3-on-3.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So it goes from 5-on-5
to
3-on-3.
It is so exciting. It's so exciting to watch
overtime. A lot of
open
space.
I have no idea. How long have they been doing this?
This year?
Yeah. It's very
recent.
That's
awesome.
They implemented it for this season.
Interesting.
It's so exciting to see games go into overtime now.
Damn.
With baseball, you know, there being like 5,000 games in the regular season, there's a lot of weight to the playoffs because, like, you worked every day pretty much playing every fucking day to get to that point, and just one swing of the bat changes the whole series. So I love the MLB playoffs too.
I like the strategy too that comes in with playoff baseball because
it's cool.
A manager will pull a starting pitcher in like the first inning if he has to.
It completely changes the whole game. Yep. Especially particularly with pitching strategy, And no, I mean I don't think anybody could argue with that, that the MLB playoffs are great. The NBA playoffs are my favorite because I'm the most invested in the NBA. But if I had to not be biased, I would say Major League Baseball.
If I had to not be biased, I would still say NHL because I know people who don't know anything about hockey that
can enjoy
the NHL
playoffs.
Shit out of
the NHL
hockey.
Is the only sport where legitimately the last seed to get into the playoffs can win the championship.
Yeah.
Like they have a legit chance.
No 8 seed in the NBA is going to win the finals.
That's right. True.
But like the LA Kings, they're an 8 seed. They won like 2010, I think, a few years ago.
Yeah. So. If the 8 seed in the NBA.
Did you say 3 years ago?
No, a few years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. You think it's 2013? If the 8 seed.
I have no idea when they won.
If the 8 seed in the NBA wins a playoff series, much less a championship, it's a miracle.
So you're saying the Wizards have a chance?
Y'all aren't. They're not an 8 seed,
no,
are they?
They're not. We're third.
They're like one of the hottest teams.
Yeah,
in basketball.
We're third overall, I think.
Y'all have more than a chance.
I mean, we started off like shit.
Yeah.
Total shit.
Hey, how are my Spurs doing? Looking good.
Two seed in the West. Like every year.
Oh yeah. Great.
It's not even exciting anymore. Nobody cares. Like Spurs fans aren't like, all right, one of the best teams in basketball. They're just like, fuck, we're not number one.
That Kawhi is one ball. He's a ball player.
He is amazing.
He's so good.
And it's so funny to see him smile at the All-Star game because he remembers he's not on the Spurs and he can have fun.
Dude, how do they replace one franchise player who's as boring and not exciting as possible with another boring?
Also, LaMarcus Aldridge fits
perfectly. He plays World of Warcraft. He's my hero.
He's the shit. Dude, like, I love Tim Duncan. I'm not saying I don't love Tim Duncan. And that he, huge closet nerd with a
Kawhi. Just doesn't talk. He's just really soft spoken.
Doesn't he live with somebody? Like
not anymore.
I thought he shared a bunk bed with somebody.
I think like the first season he broke out, I think, but I don't think he does anymore.
Okay.
Surely he has his own place now.
And he has like okay. Micah says we have one last call.
Oh yeah, we have another phone call. Here it is.
What's up, Backdoor Cover? This is Joe from Nashville. Born and raised in Charlotte, North Carolina. This first question, or response actually, is in reference to the most recent episode of Backdoor Cover. Dan, glad you're back, man. Love you. But please do not speak unless you know what the hell you're talking about. I'll start off. The Bobcats, named after the owner, Bob, the most egomaniacal fuck ever. Also the owner of BET, Micah, unfortunately, was correct. The Charlotte Hornets, my childhood grew up around them, were named because in Revolutionary times, 1775, Cornwallis came through and referred to the rebels in Mecklenburg County as a hornet's nest. just a little history lesson for you there. That's where the name comes from. Second, only had the number to one of you guys' hotline. This second question is actually for Touching Base. Dylan, you got this one. Getting married in November. My wife-to-be seems to think that I need to send my groomsmen something in the mail to ask them to be. Do I need to do this, or should I just be a fucking man and drive back to North Carolina and ask them each in person? Any ideas would be great. Love you guys. Love all the podcasts. Y'all have a good day.
All right.
Thanks.
First, maybe the best call we've ever had.
Yeah,
that was
Joe.
Nice.
We got a history lesson.
Maybe the best call we've ever
Dan
had.
Dan got put on blast.
I'm not going to apologize for taking my shot. Shoot. Like, I don't need facts.
You should apologize. No. But I have one request, Joe. If you're going to make a call, like, you can't do one call for two podcasts. Split us up, man.
He said he only had one number, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he can do that.
It's okay.
It does feel like it's our fault more than Joe's.
It's on us.
All right. Well, do you want to answer his question about?
Yeah. So he's picking his groomsmen, and the question is,
his wife suggests that he does what girls do, which is send a thing,
yeah,
like a bridesmaid thing. That's like, will you be my groomsman?
I think either way is acceptable. I think you can mail them something cool, like maybe a cigar that says with a note or something like that. Or you could do it in person. I think either way is fine.
I think either is a huge gesture. Driving up seems like more effort than just mailing something. That's really sweet.
I think you go when there I did it, and you give them Smirnoff ices and you ice them.
When I did it, all my guys were local, so I didn't have to go track anybody down. Yeah. So I just kind of pulled them aside one by one when I was around them and asked them in person.
Dude, I like that. You didn't ask me, but I'll give my opinion. You definitely don't have to send them anything.
You don't have to. No.
This is not. That's a female
thing. This isn't a Pinterest
thing.
Board. You don't need to send them like a exploding glitter box that says "Be my groomsman."
Yeah.
Although it is customary to get your groomsman
a gift.
Yes. So you can save that.
Well,
The wedding.
You got to get your groomsman a gift.
Yeah.
For that you give them right before you go walk down the aisle.
I gave
Jack
mine,
Daniels a cigar.
I gave mine their gift at the bachelor party.
Yeah.
Or you get
that's,
or
that's
the bachelor
you usually
party,
do it. Or the,
a lot of guys
before
do
the
that.
Wedding.
I gave mine at the like in the room right before I went and walked down the aisle or whatever. But no, you certainly don't have to drive to ask anybody in person or even send them a present, any of that shit. Like,
dude, an email.
I
chatted
people.
If you just called them one by one, but hey.
Or text.
Just call them. Yeah.
A group guys, a group text.
Guys don't care. Is
exactly.
A bottom line. Guys don't give a
exactly.
shit.
And if you don't have guy friends that you're comfortable enough with just to be like on a text like, hey, you're going to be one of my groomsmen, right? Like, then you probably need to get your ass out and be more of a man with better man friends.
Or throw them all in a group text and just tell them all at the same time.
Yeah.
But for your own enjoyment, send them the biggest, warmest Smirnoff ice you can find.
Dude, if you send your groomsmen Smirnoff ice... If somebody sent me a Smirnoff ice and was like, will you be my groomsman? I would say no. I would say no, I will not. And I would return to sender.
Actually, I would say yes. And then I would sabotage the entire wedding.
You would see, but that's next. Like that's like some shit that you can't come back from.
Mm-hmm.
Sabotaging a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
send me a Smirnoff ice, let alone a room temperature one.
All right.
I would like to share a tweet I just received in reply to my rough to DJ Crime Dog.
Yes.
We making moves out here. Welcome to the dog pound, blood. Audible arf.
Okay, the dude.
He calls people blood, and I love it.
The dude tweets only in the exact same way that he speaks.
Yeah,
that's
great.
So
that's
I see
what I
was
saying.
Now
yeah.
I read everything in. Yeah.
He doesn't break character. It's incredible. I feel like he has to sell weed.
Yeah. I hope so. Yo, if you are in the Texas area, it is so hard to find weed here.
I'm looking for a plug myself.
Yep.
What is... No comment.
It's like trying to find a farmer's market. It's underground. You can't talk about it.
Yeah,
it's not true.
I just won't talk about it on the air.
That's fair.
We can talk about it afterward.
Not with a warrant out for my arrest.
That was it for the hotline. Again, call us 800-392-6344. 800-392-6344. That's it for this week. Does anybody have any shout-outs? Some shouts they want to throw out?
Shout out to Starbucks and shout out to y'all for having me on again.
This is ridiculous. If we're not going to get paid by Starbucks, we should at least get free coffee.
Shout out Seriously. To Mia for bringing me a cold brew. I didn't have to ask for it.
You're welcome.
I've so only sweet. Had about
it's a
half
given
of
now.
This thing.
Always
and
accept
I,
it.
I can hear my heartbeat like in my head. So that's not
these are awesome.
Not ideal.
They're so good.
It's going to be a long day.
I pound these like crime dog pounds. I don't
no.
know where that was going.
Oh, no.
But
I could see on your face that you're going to try to take that somewhere weird.
Shout out to the Sacramento Kings. Thanks for your picks.
Yeah, damn. Philly is Petty. Going to... Wait, so y'all have the option to swap
So we have
Sacramento?
The option to swap this year, next year, and we have their unprotected 2019 first-round pick.
Vlade Divac is all in for, over his head.
All for taking Stauskas off their hands.
Oh, my God. Poor Sacramento fans. That team is a mess. Shout out to Magic Johnson. Good luck, dude.
I heard him say he's going to put his blood, sweat, and tears into the organization. Okay, and I really hope he's not literal with that.
I don't believe he said that. I think it's a joke. I've seen it on Twitter, too. It was like...
Does he still have his AIDS?
Yes, he still has his AIDS. You can't just get rid of AIDS.
HIV.
I think if there's one person
not
that
HIV,
does that,
but
like,
full-blown
cured
AIDS,
it's Magic Johnson.
Dan,
that was a South Park episode.
I know, but he's been alive for 30
you,
fucking years.
You missed
years.
Us talking about Magic and HIV when your fucking ass was late. We already been over this. So let's move on from AIDS. But the point is, good luck to Magic Johnson and the Los Angeles Lakers. Who else? Dylan, you have to have shots for somebody.
I don't have any shots, man.
Shouts to Corey Brewer. Thanks for being a fucking total spaz for the few years you were on the Rockets. I really do love that guy, though. He's gone now.
Now you got Sweet Lou.
And now we got Sweet Lou Williams, which will be interesting to see. But I'm going to miss Corey's. He looks like a weasel to me. And he's part of the chicken-legged brotherhood that I'm part of, that Dylan is also sort of part of. I feel like your calves are a little more defined now.
Thank you.
But you consider yourself a chicken leg person.
I have skinny legs, yeah. I do.
Corey's part of our family, so going to miss that guy. That's
you
it.
You do have skinny ass legs.
Oh, dude, yeah. I have like hardcore chicken legs.
I don't even
legs.
Know how he stands up.
Wow. How do you support yourself?
It's not easy. I'll
oh
tell
my
you.
God.
It is not easy.
You can lean on me when we're walking back.
Thank
down
you.
To the office.
Give me a piggyback ride. check us out on iTunes. We need your 5-star reviews and your ratings.
And your subscriptions.
And your subscriptions.
And your loyalty.
Tell your friends. Tell your mom.
Death
don't
or
tell
dishonor.
Your
mom's mom.
We need your loyalty. That was a very good way of putting it. Death or dishonor. That means something,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. This is Texas. Fuck. We take that seriously.
We're going to read some of the reviews if they're good. No, we're not. Never mind.
We'll do that next week.
We don't have anything else to read. Twitter. We're on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. That's it. Follow me at WR Bolin. Follow Dylan at D Shiver. Follow Dan at
four non-consecutive E's.
There you go, dude. I love that everyone knows this. Dan, what's your Twitter?
Who cares?
Okay. What
Mia,
about
what's
you,
your
Mia?
Twitter?
Mia Khalifa.
Real clever.
It's pretty easy to find Mia on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah. On Instagram, it's not the fake Mia Khalifa. So
yeah, but
don't
you
get
don't
fooled.
Even need to know that. You just search Mia and you're the first thing that pops up.
Am I really?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of fakes.
There's a
I
lot
like,
of fakes.
I feel like every time I look at your Twitter account, you picked up like 50,000 followers. They're just growing like crazy.
He's large.
That is. I don't notice that because I only really use my phone. So it stays at like 1.4 for me.
Oh, Mia's got a new store.
Oh, yeah. I have a store, you guys.
It's
MiaKShop.com. There's some. It's not just like pictures of my tits on the t-shirts. It's actually some pretty funny.
Well,
shit.
There are some.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are some pictures of my tits on the t-shirt. But
there are some of those.
If you're a fan of Old Bay.
If you're a fan of Old Bay, if you're a fan of Maryland, the Capitals, DC in general, we've got a lot of really fun.
What the hell is Old Bay?
If you're just a fan of Mia.
You don't know what Old Bay is?
I don't either, Bill.
I don't know what that is.
Right. I am bringing Old Bay. Into this
what
office.
Is it
is
food?
A seasoning that goes on literally
everything.
You
mostly
can
seafood,
rim
though.
You can rim your beer glass with it. Amazing with beer. You can throw it on chicken, eggs, seafood, crabs mostly. It's mostly for seafood.
It's reminding me like chimichurri.
No. It's like, it's like Lawry's, but
yeah,
for
Tony
the Northeast.
Satchery's?
It's like Lawry's, but for Marylanders.
Okay.
Huh.
Fucking Northeastern.
Yeah. So I have a shirt that says I put Old Bay on my Old Bay.
Oh, shit. I get it.
Good
yeah.
Lord.
Yeah, and I have the Capitals logo, but with my name. So really exciting designs. I'm excited about it.
What's the website one more time?
MiaKShop.com. MiaKShop.com. Yeah.
I have one more shouts. Shouts to all the creepy foreign dudes who are listening to this podcast right now only because Mia's on it. They have no idea.
Does that help?
They don't know anything about sports. Oh, yeah. Dude, it's hilarious because when we have you on and then we'll promote the episode, for weeks, literally for weeks and weeks, I'll have these random, one of the billion fake Mia accounts that exist.
I had this weird person in my Instagram DMs. I'll let you finish, but I need to share this, I think.
Oh, my God.
It was weird, and it was about Mia.
Oh, no. Dude, let's do it right now. What?
Oh, he deleted it.
Oh, poop.
Why did he do that?
Wait, if you delete your DM on Instagram, it goes away?
Yep.
Apparently. Okay, so he was like,
yeah.
He said, hey, what's up? I go, hey. By the way, this guy has like several hundred thousand followers. I don't know how. And he goes, you're the luckiest guy ever. I was like, okay, how's that? He goes, because you know Mia. I was like, yeah, okay, that's cool. And he's like, can I meet her? And I just stopped responding.
Thank you.
I didn't respond.
Thank you.
He sent me like seven more messages saying, why do people always ignore me when I say this? And just like kept coming and finally I was
like, you're not the first person he's tried to go through to meet her?
He was like, dude, she's so adorable. I just want to meet her. And
I
fear for my life when I go out of the house alone.
I was creeped out.
Dylan actually gave your address last week on social.
I just stopped responding. Once I realized this guy was like unstable, I was like, nah.
I got to say, Mia, I think that everybody in this room has dealt with some level of internet weirdness and or creepiness at some point or another. So I have a great amount of respect for you for the amount of shit that you put up with because I cannot imagine. I mean, I literally cannot imagine. And I need to be clear here. No one knows what that's like. Nobody knows the extent of the amount of weird shit you have to look at,
terrifying.
And get hit with constantly. And it's something that needs to be appreciated because it is a fucked up world out there.
Thank you. I appreciate you for appreciating it.
It is fucked up out there, man.
I totally understand. Like you said, when people come up to you in real life, in public,
you tell them the fuck off.
Like, no, get away.
Like, it's totally better to just be rude and cold and just stonewall everyone than to risk letting someone in who is dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Can never be too careful out there, kids.
And every time you interact with me on Twitter, I'll get a bunch of followers. And then I think when they realize that I'm just like a normal, boring white guy, they unfollow me like 2 days later.
They're like, is this guy going to show us his cock
like,
or what?
This guy sucks.
I still haven't seen this guy's dick. What's going on here? Got to unfollow this loser. But yeah, how do we get onto that even? I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, we're done here.
It's fun.
Leave us a 5-star rating. Leave us a review. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Later.